what happened over the last week was that WFP Sudan mobilized 18 trucks containing 700 metric tons of assorted food commodities, sorghum, pulses, and oil, and these were moved into South Sudan, and this went through, this crossed the border. On Friday, 7th November, the trucks departed Kosti in Sudan, and on Saturday, the 8th of November, they crossed into South Sudan. The convoy proceeded to Renk, and then they will be part of what was brought in that will be taken to Melut, all of that in Upper Nile state of South Sudan.
So how many people are you targeting to feed with these 700 metric tons of food?
Just to indicate that 700 metric tons of food, if you want to estimate it in terms of the people it could possibly be able to support, it is, I would say it's an estimation of food needs for about 45,000 people.
These food items that has already come from Sudan, 18 trucks, is this a donation from Sudan, or Sudan has just allowed their corridor to be used to ferry these things of WFP to South Sudan?
This is WFP food. This is just a situation where WFP is moving food into South Sudan through Sudan, just like we've been doing it through other corridors, that is, other ways of access into the country, that is, from the Mombasa port through Kenya into Uganda and then into South Sudan, as well as also from Ethiopia into South Sudan. So this is WFP food. In fact, just to indicate to you that the first convoys of the of this food was in this operation, in actual fact, we'll be looking at moving about 4,650 metric tons of food assistance, which will be assigned for transportation to South Sudan in the coming weeks.
How significant is this cross-border operation to WFP?
It is quite significant because, first of all, it helps to expedite our response in terms of bringing assistance to people who are in urgent need, especially in the northern part of South Sudan. You know, it is faster bringing in commodities through Port Sudan and down to get into this area. And for us, it's also going to be, in a sense, cheaper, because at the moment, what we have been doing in terms of assisting people in the conflict-affected states, particularly in Jonglei, Upper Nile and Unity, a lot of our assistance has been going in through an air operation, which we started around March this year and which we are continuing. Now, if we do have access by other means, using cross-border movement through Sudan, it will help us in the long run to cut the amount of air operations movements which we use to supply food assistance to these parts of South Sudan. And please, it's to be noted that we have started with trucks by road, but also there are plans to use the rivers and using barges. So in the coming weeks, in the coming days, the second part of this operation will be including 450 metric tons, which we plan to move by barge from Kosti to Renk, and then to continue moving it with trucks right down to the parts where they will be needed. We have launched this this movement, and we want, and WFP has said it before, and when this activity was launched in over the weekend, this is the result of activities which have linked the two governments of the two countries. And so it is something which has been worked upon over the past few months, following a series of extensive consultations between the government, and they approved an operational work plan in August, enabling the delivery of humanitarian cargo through Sudan into South Sudan. And that is what we are seeing, which is being done at the moment.